Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now, he is a guy that I've been able to call a friend for quite some time and was at CBS 58 for a number of years and now decided that he wanted to go down and shake up the state of North Carolina. So he moved down to Raleigh, North Carolina. He's a sports director at WNCN, CBS 17 in Raleigh. And he showed up and Bill Belichick said, well, Crunchy Kevin Holden is cool enough to go to Raleigh. I'm definitely going to follow him. Wherever Holden is, I want to be. And Bill Belichick picked up and moved to North Carolina, too. So there you go. They should thank Kevin Holden for that. Kevin, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, Sparky, glad to do it, man. Glad to, you know, talk some familiar stuff, Wisconsin sports. You know, it's the last, like, month plus here have been kind of like stranger in a strange land, right? Like, it's not, I'm not 100%, like, you know, obviously we're covering college basketball and hockey down here, and Bill Belichick's got rumors around him every day, and it's, you know, it's fine, but, you know, the Wisconsin stuff is what's been natural for the last 15 years, so it's good to talk. Sad that it has to be, you know, this topic, but good to talk for sure.
All right, so I was saying before you came on that you obviously were at CBS 58 for a number of years as a sports director, but you also were up in a booth yourself up in that press box doing games for Telemundo while Euchre was doing games on the radio. So, you know, tell us your thoughts, your memories, the interaction with Bob Euchre.
Man, so many good interactions over the course of years. The thing that strikes me from game days is that and with Euchre, you never knew what the sense of humor with him. I never knew if he didn't actually know my name. My guess is he did know my name, but on Spanish game days, those Sundays, sometimes we'd catch the elevator down with him, and he would call me Señor, which used to crack me up.
Oh my goodness.
No, nobody else would do it, too, and he was so seamless with it, you know. Oh, Señor, what's up? You coming to Pittsburgh with us tomorrow? You know, that kind of thing. And, yeah, you don't spend any time with Euchre without coming up with some just crazy stories, some really funny stories. And I think the one that stands out to me is a spring training story, because he used to show up, you know, for the first full squad workout and hang out with Mark Adonasio, and he was usually available to talk with media or whatever. One year, and I don't remember the reason for this, but one year we caught him away from everybody. Usually the whole media scrum is there, but this particular year it was him and Adonasio talking on some backfield. And I'm like, you know, look, I'm a human being. I got to take a swing at this, right? And so I'm like, hey, you guys got like 2 minutes? They're like, sure. So, you know, we start recording, and it's a three shot. It's the three of us. And I turned to him and I said, all right, here we are, Mr. Baseball, Bob Euchre, Brewers owner, Mark Adonasio. I got to tell you, Bob, I kind of feel like a third wheel right now. And I mean, there was zero pause between that statement, and he was probably in his 80s at this point, the response of an 80-something-year-old man turns back to me and goes, oh, you're a third wheel. If it was the two of us, you'd be a second wheel. If it's just you, you'd be a spare tire. and then gives me this like look of disdain. Dude, who else on earth could pull that off? And he pulled that off. Like, I swear, I don't remember the exact year, but he was in his 80s.
Right.
Like, are you kidding me? Like, that's insane. But that was him, right? That was his humor. That was, and it wasn't just something that flipped on, you know, he always had that. It was always there. And that, it was a rare gift that he had for sure. But yeah, that's one that there's a million of them. There's one that stands out.
He is Kevin Holden, call him Crunchy. He is now back down in North Carolina as sports director at WNCN CBS 17 in Raleigh. I had on earlier your friend and mine, Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports, and he was talking about it because he's been covering that team since 97, I believe he said, in one way or another form. So got to know Uecker over the course of time, too. As an announcer, though, Kevin, doing what you did you ever try to take things away from the way Uecker went about it? Was there ever an inspiration or a style or how did you emulate anything having to do with Uecker?
Well, so Uecker was able to fly in the face of a couple of things from a baseball standpoint that really stand out, which is of all of the professional sports, baseball is the one that is the most buttoned up at times. It's the one where there are all the unwritten rules and you know, you're always concerned about stepping on a landmine, you know, upsetting somebody if you do this, that, or the other. It happens in the game of baseball all the time. And Uecker was the opposite. Uecker sort of taught us that it was all right in the middle of an inning to start a story that wasn't just, you know, about a player that may have been hitting or pitching at the time. It could just be a story. And he would take it and make it interesting enough and compelling enough that he could run it alongside the game broadcast. I mean, that is an incredible skill because you're talking about running on two tracks at the same time. You've got a game in front of you that you're trying to describe, and you've got a story that you're trying to tell, and to be able to mesh those together is quite a thing. And I think if we took anything away from it, Jaime and I, the games that we did on Telemundo, it's that we would sometimes drift in that direction, right? We wouldn't be afraid if it was the fourth inning and it was 5-0 and we were dragging a little bit, especially to just hop off and have a little bit of fun. And I think some of the stuff that we did that was off the wall, you know, sort of sprung from the fact that, look, I mean, we probably can't do this with the same level that Uecker can, but he taught us that it's okay to do it, that you can, you know, you can pull it off. And yeah, I think there's some, you know, funny moments in broadcast that came from it. We opened up a pack of baseball cards one time in the middle of a game. We our producer Bronco had a pack of cards in the booth, and Jaime just looks at me in the middle of it and says, "Hey, give me that pack of cards. Let's open it up and just start talking," you know, and we're just pulling cards and telling stories. And yeah, I think we were all just trying to imitate what he could do. But we were taught that you could do it, that you could pull it off.
I'm going to ask you, because you're from Georgia, so you didn't obviously grow up here. So I want to, is there somebody that you can come up with that was a face of a franchise that wasn't a player, owner, or coach for 50 years, like Bob Uecker was for this team? Because I mean, Scully with the Dodgers, I guess, but I mean, there's not many.
See, let me put it into perspective. If Vin Scully also played for the Dodgers and was also born in Los Angeles and grew up in Los Angeles and was a part of the city somehow through two different franchises, then maybe he's in that level. Not, you know, again, Vin Scully is his own legend, but nobody, I think, that's as tied to a city is the way Uecker is in that category. I don't think there's anybody like it. He's, you know, he was birthed to death. He was Milwaukee. He was two franchises up. Braves player, you know, and then came back with the, you know, when the Brewers first launched, and has basically been there, you know, from day one of the Brewers franchise, was there for, you know, more than 50 years. No, I don't know if there's someone in that guy. You can come up with a legendary broadcaster, a legendary player, you know, someone who's tied to the city. But as far as somebody who was all three, I don't know. And especially not someone with the charisma of Bob Uecker, hearing that voice every day and, you know, hearing the funny stories about, you know, being a 200 hitter and being named minor league player of the year in his second year in the big leagues, all his funny stories that he told. Like, no, I don't think there's anybody that covers that broad a scope the way he does.
Talking with Kevin Holden, follow him on Twitter, obviously at 321QKevin. I'm sitting here as you're talking, and I saw Jenna Wells from CBS 58. I don't know if you know who Jenna Wells is, but she is tweeting out pictures from American Family Field and where the Bob Uecker statue is in front. People are leaving flowers. People are leaving Brewers caps with messages. People are leaving cans of Miller Lite. People are leaving rally towels, jerseys, all kinds of stuff. There was like a memorial kind of starting to build in front of the Bob Uecker statue. And that, to me, is a very cool thing.
Yeah, that's and I imagine that's going to go on for days and weeks and probably through to the first regular season game. Like, my guess is that goes on for a while. That's a it's an incredible chapter, and you know we were certainly blessed to be part of it. So no shock there. I got to go to her social. I want to check that out for sure.
It's pretty cool, and she says that one person that just showed up said he was your extra grandpa. And that is, Andrew Wagner brought that up earlier when he joined us. It was like another member of your family when you grow up with him being the only person you know. Well, not the only person you know, but the person that you associate with listening to the Brewers baseball game with.
Yeah, just the voice of multiple generations, the voice of baseball, and all the big moments, you know, that have happened in the franchise he's been tied to, every single one of them. And, it's no coincidence that every time they won a division and they clinched it, he's right in the middle of it. You know, he was in the locker room. He was, you know, in the clubhouse there spraying the champagne and giving the speech and pumping the fist. And, you know, he was the most visual element of every one of those clinchers that I can remember. And then, of course, you know, going back before our time when we were in media, when they had their great run in the 80s, those are our iconic calls too, you know, making it to the World Series, winning the AL pennant in 82, making it to the playoffs in 81. I mean, these were iconic moments. I wish they had been better in the 90s and 2000s because I think we would have had more of those. But he is part of every moment in that franchise to this point.
It's good stuff. Kevin Holden, thank you so much for coming on and joining us and talking about Bob Uecker. Again, baseball will just never be the same around here in Milwaukee now going forward. Thanks for coming on, man.
You got it, Sparky. We'll get back sometime, hopefully early in baseball season. We'll pay a visit. We'll have some fun.